I'm really excited for next week. You know, I know it's Friday. I should just be excited that it's Friday, but I'm really excited for next week because next week, the Billings Chamber of Commerce is doing their Ag Celebration Week. Normally, they do their Ag Celebration Banquet. It's a great event. Great to see so many great farmers and ranchers and folks in the industry for their Ag Chamber Banquet. But next week, you know, because of COVID and all the other concerns, they're doing a full week of Ag Celebration. So it's going to be really cool. And so thanks to our friends at Yellowstone Valley Electric Cooperative, I actually got to go inside some of the cool kitchens in Billings, talk with the chef, talk about the Montana products that they're featuring at their restaurant. Or like yesterday, for example, one of the videos we'll have for you next week, we went into Trailhead Spirits, a distillery in Billings, you know, started by Casey McGowan, who takes the wheat from their family farm in Highwood, and then they make their own, you know, vodka, gin, and whiskey and things like that. So anyway, it's going to be such a fun, cool week next week. We're going to feature farm-to-table products from Bozeman, from Manhattan, from R. Lee, beef from Yellowstone County, you name it. It's going to be a really fun week. But anyway, here to talk about Ag Celebration Week and much more, Dave Kelsey is Secretary Treasurer for Yellowstone Valley Electric Cooperative and, of course, a farmer rancher himself. Dave, great to see you back on the show here.
Great to see you, Aaron.
Yeah. So Ag Celebration Week, normally it's a one-day deal, but it's going to be several days now.
You know, it is normally a one-day event in the evening, and the way things all played out this year, turns out we can't have it in person. So it's nice the Chamber has decided to do a full week celebrating Ag in the Billings area.
Yeah. And, of course, you're a past recipient of the Ag Excellence Award. You know, education's a big part of all this. You went to Montana State University, and so the MSU Extension offices, everything. It's a, you know, it's another opportunity to celebrate that piece of Ag as well.
Yeah, you know, extension and Ag education throughout Montana is critical, and this is an opportunity. Our education of our youth in terms of how important Ag is to Montana and the U.S. is critical that we try to let everyone know that how important Ag is. And it's kind of unfortunate, even in Billings, where some of the students don't really know how important Ag is to our economy.
Yeah. You know, it was kind of cool when we went to the Fieldhouse restaurant and talked with the chef back behind the scenes there, and he just put together a burger. But on this burger, he had a bun with grain from Montana. He had lettuce with Swanky Roots lettuce from Billings. He had the cheese was out of a dairy operation in Bozeman. The potatoes for the French fries out of Manhattan, Montana. The beets for the beet salad were from R. Lee, Montana. And then the beef was from Yellowstone County. It was just so cool to see that farm to table from the bottom bun all the way up to the cheese on top, you know?
And, you know, I think that's something that's important that you're bringing that out, Aaron. If this COVID pandemic has emphasized anything, it's the importance of local food to table, farm to table produce and that sort of thing. It's a nice way, and it shows how people can support local producers and get their food, fresh food, right here locally. The nice thing about that is it also really helps those businesses to try to pick up and thrive.
Yeah, yeah, and of course, and it tastes incredible too. By the way,
right.
It's not just, this isn't just community service. You know, well, we're selling the stuff. No, it's a better product too when you also are able to feature those Montana products.
You know, an interesting thing that happens with that, Aaron, too, that I might add. Montana State University sends their food service people around to local 4-H fairs and 4-H and FFA fairs, and they buy the animals there. They end up processing those animals and serve them at their restaurants, at their cafeterias at the university. I'll tell you, the university cafeterias at MSU now are fabulous. They have a lot of options, and it's good a lot of it local produce.
Well, and a lot of those kids probably that are now going there eating in those cafeterias, we're selling those steers and other, you know, other animals over the years to MSU probably,
right,
as well.
Right.
So that's pretty cool.
It's really a neat thing, and kids do remember that.
Yeah. Well, you're a farmer and a rancher out near Moult, and you're on the board for Yellowstone Valley Electric Cooperative. Talk about the importance of energy to ag as well. You know, a lot of talk about the Keystone Pipeline this week. So we know energy is a big deal, but it's really a big deal for ag producers.
We're in the business of energy at Yellowstone Valley Electric Cooperative. And anything that can affect those prices is something that we have to be actively involved with in terms of legislation and that sort of thing. The cancellation of the Keystone Pipeline, we think, is a huge mistake. It would have been a real shot in the arm for four cooperatives in the state, their pipeline passing through, plus the tax income that would bring would be beneficial, not to mention the availability of energy. And we just had arrived at being energy independent, and then new administration steps in, and we're going backwards. So that
Jobs
is
lost.
Something we're very concerned about. We're going to have to be on top of that. There's a movement both at state and national level to push some of this Green New Deal thing. And we have to be very cognizant about what that's going to do to our members. And as a farmer and rancher, everything that we do is energy related. Our produce, how we operate. Without energy, without utilities, we're not functioning.
Yeah.
So it's critical for our economy.
You know, when I talk about the significance and the importance of agriculture, the significance of Ag Celebration Week that the Billings Chamber is putting on next week, thanks to Yellowstone Valley Electric Cooperative, you know, we know that Billings is the largest city. I still call it a town. Largest city in Montana, you know, over 100,000. But heck, there's days where there's more cattle running in and out of Billings than people, or almost as much many cattle as people. So talk about how big of a player. We know it's a several billion dollar industry from a statewide level, but just from Yellowstone County alone, huge impact.
It's huge, Aaron. The Yellowstone Valley is one of the most thriving ag communities in the area, and both cattle crop produce is what made this valley, and it's the number one industry in the state. It's the driving force of the economy of this state.
Yeah,
so it's huge.
Yeah, you could have 100,000 head in Billings one day, and a lot of folks driving to and from downtown may never even see a cow that day.
It's phenomenal the amount of cattle that you can see right here that come through the stockyards here, and not only that. When you've got the video auctions that take place, like you say, there's hundreds of thousands of cattle that move on those auctions.
Yeah. Talk about just your life and career in the ag industry as well.
I've been in ag forever, Aaron. Grew up on a small irrigated operation at Bridger, Montana, south 50 miles south here. Raised sugar beets, corn, irrigated barley, malt barley, that type of thing. Graduated from Bridger and went on to Montana State University in ag education. Of course, as a kid growing up, I was highly involved in 4-H and FFA, became a state FFA officer, and then beyond that, went to college and decided to teach. I taught at Malta for a few years, which kind of in your old stomping ground in Glasgow.
Just through Malta last week. Yeah,
it was really a nice experience. I enjoyed that a lot. We really had a good group of kids up there. And from there, I decided to come back full time farm and ranch and get involved with different things, extension, Montana Range Days. We hosted that couple of years. I was chairman of Montana Range Days for a while. We've done, you know, a number of things with extension, with
so many incredible organizations.
Yeah.
Those FFA kids too, they don't just become future farmers and ranchers. They're leaders in the tech industry, they're leaders in banking and so much more. Well, Dave Kelsey, great to see you as always. Thanks for what you do. Thanks for what the folks at Yellowstone Valley Electric Cooperative do.